The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Now scientists have found that our big brains got their start in a tiny sea creature nearly 550 million years ago. The duplication of certain genes from an ancient sea worm spurred an explosion in the number of chemicals that regulate brain function in vertebrates, thereby leading to greater intelligence. This genome event produced a kind of cognitive big bang, producing a molecular toolbox, which in the case of the brain, produced many, many more proteins that you find in the synapses, or the junctions between nerve cells. In general, vertebrates have many more proteins which carry out a gene's instructions in the brain and nervous system. These proteins enable vertebrates to have a wider, more flexible range of behaviors than invertebrates. You see, vertebrates have multiple copies of two genes that process glutamate, a brain chemical critical for learning and memory. Those genes, which code for the receptor that binds glutamate and the cellular components that process it inside the brain cells, were first duplicated in a 5-centimeter-long seafaring worm that gave rise to all vertebrate species about 500 million years ago.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.